This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
One more.
There's the man. There's the pump up. 131, 131.
Bryant relocates. This is rebound. Shit gone. Matched their biggest comeback in franchise history in one of the wildest, craziest games that you'll ever see. Apparently, the Rockets have some luck of the Irish here on St. Patrick's Day as they survive and win. This is what they call March Madness NBA style. 144-137, your final in overtime.
Craig Ackerman on the call, and that was as wild a regular season game between a sure-to-be playoff team, probably hosting a series in the first round, versus a team that's missing 11 guys and are clearly playing for ping pong balls last night. It was a wild night over at Toyota Center, man. The Rockets, 144-137 in overtime. They win, 7-game winning streak intact. 6-0 on the homestand that we said they had to clean. They had to wreck shop on. They've wrecked shop. They're the 2 seed right now. They were the 5 seed when the homestand started. It's a good day to be a Houston basketball fan, my friend.
It was versus a team that, you know, you shouldn't have put yourself in that position. The 76ers were shooting like it was a 3-point competition in the first half. And yet, ultimately, I think the play that pushed this into overtime was the perfect little. If you want to know why the Rockets have the record that they do this season, it's this: they are awesome at missing shots and then getting an offensive rebound and putting it in.
It was an homage.
So Jabari Smith Jr. intentionally misses a free throw. I'm going to start advocating this from the 3-point line because look, sometimes they just treat their outside shooting like it's an entry pass. And you might as well do it this way. So Jabari Smith Jr. misses a free throw intentionally. Şengün gets the offensive rebound because that's what the Rockets do. Puts it in and sends it into overtime.
They had not led the game at any point until they scored the first basket in overtime.
Well, they didn't want to show off.
It was a crazy game. This game was wild. The Rockets gave up 44 points in the first quarter. To your point, Seth, it was like Papa Shot for the Sixers out there. They shot 9 of 14 from three-point land in the first quarter alone. The Rockets were down by 25. So when Craig Ackerman is saying this is the biggest comeback in team history, the Rockets were down by 25 with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter, came all the way back and tied the game at the end of the third quarter. So they'd completed the comeback at the end of the third quarter, and then they come out and give up the first 10 points of the fourth quarter. They're down 8 with a minute to go. And yes, the play that you heard, the play that Seth just described, Jabari Smith Jr., who was kind of looking around like, are you guys sure you want me to miss this? Like, yes, Jabari, miss this. The math says miss this right now.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, that was the cleanest and best free throw miss that I've ever seen.
It was really nice. He said he hasn't done it since high school.
Yeah.
And maybe with that, it's one of those things where you haven't done something in a long time, you just go for it, and he nails it. Gets it straight to, again, it was a pass to Şengün.
Well,
this is their best pass. Their best passing is
off the rim,
clanking shots off the rim.
Off the rim, yeah. And it, the wild things about it, Şengün hadn't played in practically the entire second half. Like, they brought in Şengün and Steven Adams for that free throw, like some sort of Gestapo, like an offensive rebounding Gestapo, you know what I mean? Like, bring in the reinforcements and then walk these two golems, you know what I mean?
They're like a couple of gigantic twin Jake Mariznicks.
Yeah.
Defensive specialists, right, for the very end of the game, yeah.
Right. Bring in our two Mariznicks. So they came in and it worked. And you watch the play, too. Like, Steven Adams did his job. He wiped out two guys on his side of the court. I don't know who the player was that was boxing out Alper and Şengün, and I don't know what he was trying to do. He was trying to draw a foul. It was literally the worst box out I think I've ever seen in an NBA game. Thank God it took place in that very moment. But that was cool. And Jabari did the interview with Vanessa right after the game on the court, on the broadcast. And I liked his take on it, which was basically like, hey, this will, even though this was against a bad team, he didn't say that. I'm saying that. But his point was, this will serve us better a few weeks from now than if we'd blown them out by 25.
Yeah.
You know, like the coming through some adversity, being down by 19 in the second quarter, being down by 25 in the third quarter, having to come all the way back multiple times, having to come all the way back at the end with Tari Eason and Fred VanVleet both having been ejected from the game. Tari fouls out and then gets ejected to boot, gets a technical foul on the way out. And then Fred VanVleet got ejected as well for a hard foul on one of the Sixers on a breakaway.
And it was an intentional, like, you just had to, commit the foul.
In the 80s, it's a common foul. It's not it even was, a
it was That was an injustice, I felt.
Yeah. So I agree with that. So they really the biggest thing out of all this, Seth, Ben, cue up the music. Over 43.5 wins. Hits.
Oh,
44 wins. Yes, I was on the Rockets.
There's so much time left in the season, though. Are you sure?
I don't think they can give him back, man.
Well, September, Seth is asking you if you got the right numbers there.
No, I got the right numbers. 43.5. Are you kidding me? If it's the money attached to it, I check every day.
Yeah, I was kidding you, but yeah.
As was I. So 44 wins. The only way they can give it back is if there's a pandemic, and I feel pretty good about that. If they don't play the requisite, play 82 games, all bets are off. Even the overs that have gone over.
I feel good about this group being able to thrive and succeed in a COVID bubble environment. I don't think any of these guys would be importing women in illegally or anything like a previous Rockets version. So I actually, COVID or no COVID, I feel that this is just a grittier, tougher, non bubble restriction violating team. Wasn't the smuggle the lady in?
Daniel House.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Daniel House back in 2020.
Yeah. That's a great moment in Houston sports history.
Dude, pandemic, man.
No, of all the weirdness that happened in 2020, just your basketball team getting penalized because one of them smuggled a woman into, what'd he smuggle her into? It was this whole thing, okay?
It was a
COVID bubble.
Yeah.
What now?
Yes. COVID bubble.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So the Rockets, and I look, 44-25, man, and they, and especially having been kind of punched in the face on that recent road trip, that they bounced back. Yeah. We were saying this going into this stretch of games, that they won that last game of that road trip, and they were coming back home for the six in a row. And like, this is where they need to not separate themselves, but at least keep up with the pack of that 2-5 seed. And they put themselves on top of that pack of the 2-5 seed. They got two more games that are very winnable, and then a real tough stretch of schedule comes up. They got Orlando in Orlando tomorrow. They got Miami in Miami on Friday. Neither of those are world beaters. Those are both winnable road games. And then, you know, you start to pick up some of the Denvers and the LAs of the world on there.
Yeah.
Down the stretch.
What was the quote from Jabari Smith Jr.? Whether we lose or win, we finna try to put a good effort out here and show some fight. We ain't finna lay down.
Mm-hmm.
We just
keep fighting.
I put myself in Danielle Lerner's shoes in that and trying to.
Did she write finna or fixing?
She wrote
to.
Finna.
Finna. Okay.
She wrote finna.
Okay.
We ain't finna lay down. You write fixing too. It just that wouldn't be right. It would almost be that you're painting out Jabari Smith Jr. as a guy our age or something.
Is finna in Webster's?
Not yet.
It is. No.
Okay.
I don't know if it's in Webster's, but I put it in my Google search engine.
Yeah.
And dictionary. Oxford Languages, yeah, well, just dictionary. You know, AI pulls up the thing at the top of your Google page. And finna, two-syllable word, meaning going to or intending to.
Does it say that it's short for fixing to?
It just says, I'm finna make a scene. It does not.
Yeah.
It doesn't go into. The dialect is U.S., so it's a U.S. dialect. It's a contraction, finna. It's a contraction of fixing to. It doesn't say that, but I'm knowing. Yeah, no, it just says it's a contraction is all.
You should go work for dictionary.
Okay, yeah, that would go great.
Apparently not dictionary.com, just dictionary.
It just says dictionary. I just put in finna and it just pulls it up there. So, yes.
Rockets are finna do some business. That's what I'm telling you.
And you are using the King's English there. Current
no
King.
No cap.
No cap, yeah.
No Did cap. I use that properly, kids?
As long as you mean they're going to make the playoffs, no cap.
All right.
Yeah, you're good. So that was good last night. You know what? Kind of, we have the petty cast at 8 o'clock today, and I'll get petty for one moment here. So I'm pulling open my Yahoo Sports app here just to check the time on the Rockets game, or not Rockets game, Astros game today. Because as I texted you excitedly yesterday, this Astros game is on television today against the Nationals.
That's right. With Lance McCullers.
Yeah. So this is big. So I'm checking that. And on my app, the Astros are always at the top because they're flagged as one of my favorite teams. So they feed me that info. And then right below that are always any live scores going on. And it's 6 in the morning. Normally, there's not a live score. But I look down and like, oh, yeah, the Cubs and the Dodgers are playing over in, I believe, in Japan right now in games that count towards the regular season.
Oh, we're doing that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The soft opening to the season.
Yeah, that's happening.
It makes opening day one of the most hallowed and treasured things in all of sports.
Right.
Technically bogus.
Six in the morning.
Major League Baseball tries to act and pretend like opening day is still opening day when in fact they've actually begun. How's Kyle Tucker doing over there?
0-2.
Ah!
Sucks.
You clowns, you fools. Anybody who knows anything about baseball knows that the first two at-bats tell you everything you need to know about a baseball season.
Yep.
Okay?
He's on pace. To go 0 for whatever. That's we're gonna get a lot of those today. A lot of like on pay, a lot of tweets with a hashtag
good.
On pace
good.
Guy. You like
embrace
those,
it until it's no longer relevant.
Yeah. So there you go. Baseball season underway. If you can feel the electricity in the air, if you're wondering, what is that electricity that I'm feeling in the air? If you feel like, I can cut this electricity with a knife, what is this? It's the Cubs and the Dodgers playing 15 time zones away or whatever it is. So there you go. Baseball season underway. All right, we're off and running on a Tuesday. Laremy Tunsil spoke with the media yesterday in Washington and talked about what he wants to improve upon. And talked about his time and how leaving Houston was different than coming to Houston. We've got Laremy Tunsil coming up next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.